Communications. Could you please read the first item, Carla?
Item 976, request of Scott Fernandez to address council regarding public health.
All right. Good morning.
I have several comments today. My name is Scott Fernandez. I live in Portland. What we heard in August 2nd, there is much more than what Mr. Sturr's comments on EPA LT2 judicial ruling that need to be made public today. Critical LT2 science summary papers were written by me during the year before the trial in 2007, with the agreement that I would be turning them over to the Boston attorneys that we had incorporated. The documents were supposed to be, and are, privileged documents. At the 11th hour, the city and Portland Water Bureau reneged, telling me to make them public documents before the trial. I said no, because if they go to public documents, anybody can see them. These were privileged. So I saved them for the case and if we were ever going to appeal. The scientific truth would win, but the LT2 case was squashed by the city and by Portland Water Bureau. Due process was owed to the citizens of Portland as fair treatment through a normal judicial system, especially as a citizen's entitlement. Ultimately, due process was again squashed by the city and Portland Water Bureau. The whole premise of the lawsuit was based on science. EPA administrators at that time and previous and after determined that science would determine the ultimate outcome. The city and the Water Bureau had no intention of letting our LT2 case prevail. They sold us out. Point number two. The EPA protects drinking water by requiring laboratories to become certified to analyze drinking water samples that they use analytical methods approved by EPA. Analytical methods applied in the watershed are not known to be certified. Portland Water Bureau analytical methods in the lab are still not known to be certified in the early months. No proficiency known to be demonstrated without certification. No certified oversight of lab techniques. No certification that there was, quote, no contamination of the samples. Samples should be then rejected because of no certification. Point number three. We just got done dealing with the Bull Run water situation and the fire issues. Last night I was notified that the Water Bureau's fire department consists of a pickup truck that consists of a tank in the back part of the truck. The Portland Water Bureau resolution to the solution of dealing with fires in the watershed, call the department. Call the fire department. We told you a few weeks ago that Canada has great technology to deal with fires, and we've done nothing at this point. And finally, my character has been, over the years, demeaned and disparaged with people saying in this council that I have no background in science and know nothing about microbiology or chemistry. I hope that that stops, and thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you, Scott. Mayor, can I?